Hello and welcome to my podcast, All About Greek Mythology. My name is Ellie and I'll be your host. Nice to meet you. This episode we are starting with the very beginning, coming to power. A quick explanation of Zeus coming to be the ruler of Mount Olympus, and who had to be taken down for him to get there. Please bear in mind I'm not an expert and there are multiple retellings of each myth. Everything I'm telling you is just one version of the story and you might have heard it differently. Without further ado, welcome to episode 1, Coming to Power. In the beginning there was chaos, which is essentially nothingness to the ancient Greeks. Out of this nothingness came Gaia, also known as the Earth, and other beings. There was Eros, otherwise known as Love, the Abyss, which was part of the underworld, and the Erebus, which is where death dwells. Gaia, the Earth, gave birth, just by herself, to Uranus, which is the sky. Uranus can be pronounced in different ways, Uranus, Uranus, you know, etc. I might flick between the two, hopefully you know what I mean if I do that. Then Gaia and Uranus came together to make the Titans. Yes, I know, very creepy and incestuous, but it was explained that the gods and the Titans, etc., don't really have DNA, so incest isn't really a problem. I don't really know how I feel about that, but it kind of explains why everyone's sleeping with their relatives. There were 12 original Titans, including 6 male and 6 female. You don't really need to know most of their names for this story, but I'm going to try and tell you anyway. Please excuse any bad pronunciation, which there will be some of, because I don't speak Greek, and so I don't know the language rules. There was Coeus, Crius, Cronus, Hyperion, Oceanus, Mnemosyne, Phoebe, Rhea, Thea, Themis, and Thetis. Of those names, the only ones you need to remember are Cronus and Rhea. Alongside the Titans, they also made the first Cyclopses and the Hecatoncheires, also known as the Hundred-Handed Ones. I will be referring to them as the Hundred-Handed Ones because Hecatoncheires is quite a mouthful, and I'm probably saying that wrong as well. However, Uranus was not a good father. He hated the Hundred-Handed Ones, which I don't really understand. Their main point was they had 50 heads and 100 hands, which in my opinion makes them quite useful. They'd probably be very good at things. But he didn't like them, so he imprisoned them into Gaia's womb. Not her actual womb, probably more just the darkest, deepest corners of the earth. Obviously Gaia was not happy about this and began to plot against Uranus. She attempted to get her children to attack him, but all were too afraid of their father, except one, the youngest Titan, Cronus. While Uranus was sleeping alongside Gaia, Cronus grabbed his father and castrated him, throwing his genitals into the ocean. Side note, a different origin story from the sea foam where his genitals fell sprung the goddess Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty and sexuality. This is just one of the many odd alternative births there are in Greek mythology. I might do a little piece on this, but I just think that's interesting to know. Okay, on with the story. After this triumph over Uranus, Cronus became the next leader. He imprisoned the Cyclopses and the Hundred-Handed Ones in Tartarus, which is sort of the deepest and worst layer of the underworld, or hell. He married his sister Rhea. Again, Greek mythology and incest sort of go hand in hand. The Titans ruled for quite a few years and had many children. After what Cronus did to his father, he was paranoid that the same would happen to him. Because of this, he was very wary of his children, and to avoid the same end his father met, he decided to swallow each of them whole as they were born. You'd think after what happened to his father, he'd learn to treat his children better if he doesn't want to be overthrown by them, but what do I know? I'm not a titan. Rhea, Cronus's wife slash sister, was understandably upset about this, and here we have once again a wife plotting against her husband for doing weird stuff. She decided that once it was born, she would swap her next child with a swaddled rock, which Cronus promptly swallowed whole without checking. I mean, you'd think even a quick glance, but no, and Rhea managed to get her baby away from her husband, allowing him to be raised by nymphs on the Isle of Crete. This baby boy was the god Zeus. When he became of age, he consulted the titan of knowledge, Metis, on how to defeat his father. She provided Zeus with a concoction that would cause Cronus to throw up his other children. Zeus managed to make his way up to Mount Olympus disguised as Cronus's cupbearer, giving him the opportunity to slip the potion into his drink. All of the gods were thrown up, and being immortal came out completely unharmed and grown. A war waged between the gods and titans, although some of the titans did swap sides to support Zeus. Atlas led most of the titans against the gods, and though it seemed like they had the best chance of winning, Zeus was cunning. He enlisted the help of the Cyclopses and the Hundred-Handed Ones, freeing them from Tartarus. The Cyclopses, being great craftsmen, provided Zeus with his famous lightning bolt, with the help of his new allies and the Titan Prometheus, who has his own interesting story that hopefully we'll get into in another episode. The gods overthrew the Titans, giving Zeus victory. Zeus exiled all of the Titans that fought against him to Tartarus, except for Atlas, who he gave a special punishment to. He would have to hold the heavens on his shoulders for all eternity, keeping heaven and earth apart. Of course, after this victory, Zeus was still not safe, and the gods faced many opponents. Gaia, mother of the Titans, was angry about the imprisonment of her children and gave birth to her final child, Typhoeus, in the hopes of beating Zeus. Typhoeus was a great monster, a fire-breathing dragon with 10 heads. Eventually, Zeus was able to defeat Typhoeus with his lightning bolt, and forevermore became the leader of the gods and Mount Olympus. Thank you very much for listening to my first episode of All About Greek Myths. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope to see you again here soon.